This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention concludes in seat one electing new leadership. Human Rights Commission directs government to implement national and international commitments and ensure access to justice for torture victims. Department of Livestock Services deploys technical teams in Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas to control bird flu. And international rescue teams join search for survivors in Venezuela as earthquake death toll hits 589. Now the news in detail. The first National General Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP held in Chitwan concluded today electing a new leadership. As part of the convention, a second round of voting was held today for the positions of Women Vice President, General Secretary, two Open Joint General Secretaries and one Woman Joint General Secretary. Subita Gautam was elected as Woman Vice President. Likewise, Bipin Kumar Acharya was elected General Secretary. Asim Saha and Hari Dhakal were elected Open Joint General Secretaries, and Nisha Dangi was elected Women's Joint General Secretary. Earlier, Ravi Lamisani had already been elected unopposed as Party President, Balendra Saha as Senior Leader, and Dr. Swarnim Wagle as Open Vice President. Elections for the party's Central Committee members were held yesterday. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued a directive to the government to effectively implement national and international commitments and ensure access to justice for torture victims. In a press release issued today by the commission's assistant spokesperson, Sam Babu Kafle, the government has been directed to ensure that torture victims have access to justice. The statement means that it seems necessary for the government of Nepal to make additional efforts to fulfill the country's national and international obligations by ensuring fair, independent, and effective investigation of torture-related incidents. The Department of Livestock Services has been pursuing efforts to control bird flu by deploying technical teams in the Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas. The department has increased monitoring by regularly testing samples through various laboratories. Dr. Umesh Dahal, the Director General of the department, said that since the risk of infection is higher in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur and Kavre, more priority has been given to disease control work in these districts. Dr. Dahal said that the infection that started 3 months ago has spread to 11 different districts. A meeting of the House of Representatives that was earlier scheduled for 11 a.m. on Saturday has been rescheduled for Sunday, June 28th. As per the revised schedule, the House of Representatives session will take place at 11 a.m. on Sunday, according to a notice issued today by the Federal Parliament's General Secretary Padam Prasad Pandey. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial postponed the meeting in accordance with the House of Representatives' regulations. A message received from the House of Representatives regarding the appropriation bill has been tabled in the National Assembly meeting today. The Secretary of the National Assembly, Tul Bahadur Kandel, tabled the message in the meeting. Similarly, in the meeting, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal informed about the details of the letter regarding bill certification received from the President's office. Meanwhile, National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to various issues of public concerns. During the 0 hour of the meeting, Krishna Bahadur Rokai said safe housing has not been constructed yet in the rural settlements of Jajarkot and Rukum West districts hit by the earthquake in 2080 Bikram Sambat. He demanded that the government accelerate the housing construction process immediately. Similarly, Ghanashyam Rizal urged the government to create a smooth environment by immediately adjusting the price of petrol and diesel, as development and construction activities have been affected due to the price hike of petroleum products. Similarly, Renu Chand demanded appropriate management of landless squatters and respect for human rights. This news comes to you from Didi Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Home Affairs has ordered law enforcement and local authorities to aggressively target illegal drug networks, calling for a decisive supply chain break to curb rising trafficking offences across the country. In an official message issued on the occasion of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung stated that anti-drug initiatives must move beyond bureaucratic formalities to address a growing national security and public health crisis. Minister Gurung also emphasized that drug trafficking and abuse is no longer just a social vice but a complex transnational organized crime that inflicts severe economic damage and undermines national security. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. International rescue teams have joined an urgent search for survivors in Venezuela, where people remain trapped under collapsed buildings after two devastating earthquakes on Wednesday. Countries from across Americas, including Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, El Salvador, Cuba, and the United States, as well as the United Nations, continued on Friday to send search and rescue teams and humanitarian aid in the aftermath of the quakes. According to Al Jazeera, authorities have raised their estimate of their death toll to 589 people. 3,000 others are said to be wounded. The earthquake, measuring 7.2 and 7.5, were among the strongest to hit Venezuela in more than a century and were felt across the region. The hospitals are full of patients, according to Venezuela's health minister, Carlos. Hundreds more are believed to be trapped under rubble. The UN's International Maritime Organization, IMO, has paused the planned evacuation of more than 11,000 sailors stranded in the Strait of Hormuz after a cargo ship passing through the waterway was attacked. The BBC cited IMO chief Arsenio Dominguez as saying that several boats had already been evacuated, but the agency wanted to ensure that necessary safety guarantees would continue to be in place. The British Maritime Security Agency, UKMTO, reported on Thursday that a ship had struck 7.5 nautical miles southeast of Oman's port of Dahit by an unknown projectile. However, no casualties were reported. The ship's owner said limited damage had been caused and that it had since safely transited the strait. U.S. officials said Iran had fired on the ship, according to U.S. media reports. The attack came after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps had warned that attempts to cross the strait along the route designated by the IMO would be unacceptable and completely dangerous, and vessels should coordinate with Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Lumbini provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely in Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall at one or two places in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces. Similarly, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at one or two places in the Tarai regions. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Russia's Swatantr Party's first National General Convention concludes in seat one electing new leadership. National Human Rights Commission directs the government to implement national and international commitments and ensure access to justice to torture victims. Department of Livestock Services deploys technical teams in Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas to control bird flu. And international rescue teams join search for survivors in Venezuela as earthquake death toll hits 589. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this off, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.